An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday here on the Noon Business Hour, and this afternoon we're discussing the financial challenges faced by people with children in their 20s and 30s who also have living parents. To talk about it, Craig Bolanos is joining us, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, this is what they're calling the sandwich generation, because they are. They're taking care of their parents, and their kids, who may even be working, are still in need of financial support.
Oh, yeah, and the sandwich, that whole metaphor is so incredibly true, because we have these stressors on both sides of the equation, as you mentioned. It's not just the kids that haven't yet launched fully into their careers, haven't yet achieved financial independence. It's the issue that we're having to financially support our parents as well as they go through the aging process.
A lot of times people look down on the younger workers. They almost see them as slackers, freeloaders, that sort of thing. That's not necessarily what's going on, though. I mean, sometimes it's out of necessity that they're leaning on mom and dad.
No, I think it is a necessity, because there has been such a stark societal change. What I talk about all the time is today's 25 to 27-year-old is so different than yesteryear of the same age. And a big part of that, of course, is something we've talked about on the Noon Business Hours before. It's the crushing amount of student debt that has hampered the adult children from launching into financial independence quickly. And that's where the big disparity is. You've got mom and dad, study after study, saying the kids should be fully independent by the time they're 25, yet you have the same study showing that the millennials believe they shouldn't reach full independence until the age of 30, and that creates a communication barrier.
So why did it work in decades past, where you told your kid at, you know, when they graduated college, okay, you're out on your own, go out? What has changed? I mean, the recession, we saw a lot of kids who were moving home because the jobs weren't there, but that hasn't been the case. I mean, we've seen the jobs come back. We even had reports this week that people were leaving jobs for other jobs, which is a good sign. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Jennifer, you're absolutely right. The jobs market, I mean, this is the single greatest unemployment number that we have had in decades. But there's also a change. One of the changes that's occurred is we've had this shift since the Great Recession, where there's a lot of people working, but there's a lot more people working in what I call the gig economy. They're working as freelancers, they're working as contractors, they're doing these different things, and they don't necessarily have the same stability of the robust package from a big company relative to their health care, relative to their retirement, and relative to the consistency of a paycheck. So when you take that changing landscape of how people are working, combined with the heavy student debt load, it's really become the problem that we were just discussing.
What about socially? What about dating and telling someone that you're still living with your parents? Is there no shame in the game these days? Because back in the day...
Oh, come on. It's relative, Jennifer. I love how you brought that up. You know, these studies continually show that there are people that show some shame, but the reality is it's kind of becoming indoctrinated into the culture. And I think the thing which, again, is breaking down communication is you have so many parents that are walking a fine line. They're not just helping. A lot of parents are enabling, because I don't know that you should be paying your adult child's cell phone bill, auto insurance, helping out with the rent, while that same child is traveling better than you are with friends and other people, which you see then posted on social media.
That is Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer, Wealth Management Group. And thank you so much for